Rear window, that trombone shop, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve has sort of swaggered into studio with a sore neck.
Yeah, it's you say swagger, but I mean, it's kind of the opposite of a swagger.
Mate, it is great to see someone who's genuinely got a real sore neck, just had a crummy night's sleep and has woken up with that stiff old neck.
Look, given the state of the world and everything going on, I'm glad I could provide you that enjoyment.
Just like, yes. I feel for you, mate. It's so annoying
John,
when you have a sore neck.
Look, you too could also have a bad sleep tonight if you play your cards right. So, look, it's a pleasure to bring you that entertainment at my neck's expense.
Hey, Steve.
Radio, a visual medium.
Steve, can I just say that I am a few episodes deep into Atlanta and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Man, it's good.
Yeah, it's only it only gets better and better. As that thing layers up. Well, I really did sing its praises last week.
Mm-hmm.
Had a few people get in touch with me subsequently. It's always nice to have people agree, you
yes.
know? But I think that's a show that perhaps some people watching it felt they were doing so maybe in a bit of a bubble or, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. there's been a huge amount of chat about it this season here. But anyway, that was the past. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to be journeying into the future, but also back into the past, question mark. That's
Tell
because
me
the first thing I wanted to let everyone know about was a series of film screening at the awesome Hollywood Avondale this
mm-hmm.
month,
mm-hmm.
which kicks off tonight. This is a bit of a retrospective into the work of director Paul Schrader. He's probably still best known as the writer of Taxi Driver and Raging Bull.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hollywood's celebrating the first five films of Schrader as a director. It's been a pretty long and distinguished career that he's had. You know, right up to recent years when he's made such great films as First Reformed from a few years ago, starring Ethan Hawke, this very bleak religious drama.
I've only seen two of his films. I just went, who? Who's this guy?
Mm-hmm.
I have seen First Reformed and I've seen Cat People.
Yes, and Cat People is one of the films that's screening as part of this retrospective.
Mm-hmm.
His most recent film, The Card Counter, is a starring Oscar Isaac, is another one worth checking out. But he's really made his career with these films about kind of effed up dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And his films as a director, largely no exception. So this kicks off tonight with a film called Blue Collar. I'd kind of slept on this until a couple of years ago when I was lucky enough to see it on the big screen. And was really, really blown away by it. This is a Detroit-set crime drama about some auto workers that just kind of slog their way through their dead-end jobs and decide to help themselves to a bit of the old free money,
mm-hmm.
Which in movies it's not generally the greatest decision
mm-hmm.
to make, is it? But this stars Richard Pryor in a rare dramatic role,
oh,
and
wow.
he's just phenomenal on screen.
Oh, amazing.
He's opposite Harvey Keitel, and yeah, this is just a fantastic, phenomenal film. That's at the Hollywood tonight at 7:30 p.m. And then over the coming weeks, there is 1979's Hardcore, which is a film about a dad who tries to track down his missing daughter who seems to have been subsumed into the world of pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Gere, an American gigolo from 1980, plays soon after that. As the title suggests, Richard Gere is working as a sex worker.
Mm-hmm.
Cat People, as you mentioned before, which is Paul Schrader's remake of the 1940s horror. This one stars Natasha Kinski and Malcolm McDowell. You'll probably know the David Bowie song of the same name. And forgive my pronunciation, but Mishima, A Life in Four Chapters, rounds out those first five films of Schrader's. So that one's playing on the 30th of June. So just scattered throughout the month.
Mm-hmm.
Well worth checking out. I mean, you're probably already going to the Hollywood Avondale website to score your tickets for the Hollywood Nights gigs that are coming up.
Oh, yes,
of
course.
In just a few weeks' time.
Sam Harmony is actually coming in at 5:15 to have a chat about this.
Well, I won't tell you anything more other than get them before they run out.
Yeah, it's all Hollywood
Avondale. But it's not by design, but hey, look, while we're here. So check out the Schrader dates and times. It's a really, really great opportunity to see some classics on the big screen.
Yes.
Thanks to the Hollywood Avondale. And honestly, if you've got nothing locked in for tonight, Blue Collar is just so, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really gripping drama. Can't recommend it highly enough.
Now, you do have some big news, Khan.
Yes, well, it's been film festival time on the French Riviera,
mm-hmm.
and every year we kind of, the whole world's kind of waiting to see what happens over there. Tom Cruise won an honorary Palme d'Or.
For Top Gun 2?
Just for life, really.
Oh, yeah. best actor at running.
If you've been paying attention to his, other career as a... highly recognized member of Scientology, you'll know that he's no stranger to receiving kind of awards that aren't really directly related to anything in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But Top Gun Maverick, as we discussed last week, is great. And that was one of those films that turns up at Cannes to screen out a competition, but just kind of, wow the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it's a good example of that. There's sometimes some terrible, terrible films crash the festival, but I think it's fair to say this isn't one of them. excuse me. But on the award side, this year's Palme d'Or was won by Ruben Östlund. He now has a second one sitting on his mantelpiece or in his toilet or wherever he might keep them.
Who is this guy?
He's the guy who made a real splash with a film called Force Majeure a little while ago.
So good. That film is so good.
Yeah, so this is the family on a skiing holiday. Who,
not the American one.
Not the American one. Yeah. This is the good one.
Yeah.
Unless you're scared of subtitles, shouldn't probably be scared of subtitles, but this is the film where a dad is a bit of a puss when there's an avalanche and just loses the respect of all of his family.
Mm.
Really bleak, but very kind of true to life black comedy.
Yeah, dark comedy.
Then Östlund came back a couple of years later with an art satire called The Square. That's what he won the Palme d'Or for. And then this year, his film Triangle of Sadness is about a cruise ship full of rich people that... runs aground or has some kind of mishap and gets stranded, and their whole kind of social order collapses. So it's kind of like...
That sounds good.
Sort of, in a way, maybe having a third bite at the same kind of stuff, or certainly it's not a million miles removed from The Square.
Totally.
But look forward to seeing that. And what we kind of hope each year with films from Cannes is that they frequently appear in the New Zealand International Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be in Auckland from late July. So... hopefully we'll hear soon about Triangle of Sadness and some of the other films that have played in France. Another thing I'm really looking... well, a couple that I'll mention quickly that I'm really looking forward to seeing. A Decision to Leave. This is from a director, Park Chan-wook, director of Old Boy, The Handmaiden, a whole bunch of, often quite tough-going Korean films. This one he suggests might be his most adult film yet, and I mean that it's for adults and not necessarily as an R18 rating. Maybe his most grown-up film. He's sort of expressed the humour in making a film that teenagers can actually go to see but might like of his films the least because it isn't quite so action-driven.
Yeah.
This is a film like a mystery thriller romance, very kind of well-worn premise with a cop and a possible suspect in a murder forming a relationship as he investigates the murder. But in the hands of Chan-wook, I'm really keen to see where this one goes. And the other one that I'm super looking forward to that will probably be on the radar of a bunch of listeners already is the fabulous, grotesque David Cronenberg is back and making more fucked up body horror movies again.
Mm-hmm.
This year's titled Crimes of the Future seems to be a film about just more body horror and body transformation, sci-fi horror ickiness. And I don't really need to know much more than that. I'm going to go and just check it out. He was hoping for walkouts. I'm not sure he got what he wanted. he got his walkouts. There we go. then let's do it, I say. Yeah. Anyway, so that's a few things to keep on the radar from Cannes. Go see Paul Schrader films at the Hollywood, and we'll be back to talk about some more stuff next week.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Steve.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.